With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. A large wildfire on the Flathead Indian Reservation continues to grow. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the fire near Dixon burned 3,100 acres as of this afternoon.
According to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes Division of Fire, the Magpie Rock Fire remains extremely active and is 0% contained. Over 300 firefighters are now on the scene, and aircraft continues to dump water on hotspots. No structures are threatened. Officials last updated information on the Horseshoe Fire near Polson Thursday. The fire had burned 140 acres along the Flathead River at the time. No structures are threatened there. The Clear Creek Fire near Perma was listed as 100% contained after burning roughly 350 acres. The Whistle Creek Fire in Sweetgrass County was also listed as contained. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Officials in Montana say one person is dead after a small airplane crashed. A passenger called and reported the crash. The Federal Aviation Administration says a twin-engine airplane with three passengers was traveling from Helena to Jackson, Wyoming, when it went down Thursday morning in mountainous terrain. Madison County Sheriff Phil Fortner said the plane was located Thursday afternoon, and searchers were working to get to the scene to make an assessment. It was not immediately clear where the plane was found. The Montana Governor's Office issued a directive today relaxing in-person learning requirements for all students facing the beginning of the school year amid coronavirus concerns. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
Governor Steve Bullock's directive expands the option of remote learning to students who live outside the districts where they attend school. It waives the law that requires those students to attend classes in person and enables remote learning for children who live in the same county as the school district or in a neighboring school district. In April, the state announced a phase reopening that permits in-classroom learning for the school year. Bullock says Friday's directive is designed to give schools flexibility in how they balance remote learning with in-person learning. School districts may decide whether students return for in-person instruction, virtual learning, or a hybrid of the two. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Search efforts are underway in Glacier National Park for a 68-year-old Columbia Falls man who reportedly did not return from a hike in the Kintla Lake area in the northwestern part of the park. Park officials say Barry Tragen's vehicle was seen parked at Kintla Lake on July 22nd. A search began on July 25th when he did not return. It was not immediately clear why the park didn't report the search for 5 days. The search involves Flathead County Search and Rescue and County K-9 teams. Tragen is 5 feet 10 inches tall and approximately 220 pounds with gray hair and hazel eyes. Anyone who may have seen him in the area is asked to call Glacier Park officials. Over 100 people connected to a construction site at Spanish Peaks Mountain Club in Big Sky tested positive for COVID-19 in July. Rachel Kramer with YPR News reports.
According to County Health Officer Matt Kelly, Cross Harbor Capital, a parent company of Spanish Peaks Mountain Club, hired a private company to do surveillance testing, follow up with people who tested positive, and perform contact tracing. Kelly said 20% of the initial round of tests from July 8th came back positive and have since dropped to around 5%. So far, there have been 116 cases.
The numbers are concerning and impressive, and I wouldn't ever try to minimize that. I would say that we're getting, you know, really good communication and cooperation from everybody up at Big Sky.
Kelly said initially some tests were inconclusive and not all of the results were assigned an address, just a P.O. box, which he said delayed contact tracing. It was also difficult because most of the workers commute in from several different counties. Kelly said he wants the private company to continue surveillance testing at Big Sky now that the process is smoothed out. And he said it's good that there's more testing capacity in the state, but
our testing system is getting bigger and more complicated.
With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
A proposal by the Trump administration obtained by the Associated Press in advance of its public release for the first time defines habitat for purposes of enforcing the Endangered Species Act. That could have broad implications on how far the government must go to protect plants and animals sliding towards extinction. The Federal Bureau of Land Management released a final resource management plan Thursday for thousands of acres of land in western and central Montana. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
The 20-year plan designates the Lewistown and Missoula regions for multiple uses, including wildlife recreation like fishing and hunting, and mineral development. Montana Dakota's Bureau of Land Management spokesperson Al Nash says 91% of the Lewistown region is available for oil and gas lease sale in the final plan.
Our science shows that the likelihood of exploration is really very small.
The Lewistown region accounts for the bulk of the more than 800,000 acres of public land and almost 1.4 million acres of subsurface land for mineral rights. The plans also include a new designation the BLM says is aimed at conservation and wildlife recreation. The last draft of the Lewistown Resource Management Plan drew criticism. Some environmental groups commented that the BLM provided insufficient protection to wildlife habitat and offered up too much land for oil and gas industry purchase. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A staffer in Montana Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's Senate campaign was fired Thursday after a history of racist, sexist, and homophobic tweets surfaced. Evan McCullers joined the Democrats' campaign in June as deputy press secretary. McCullers sent a series of offensive tweets between 2012 and 2014 when he was in high school and college. The tweets included derogatory language about Black people, women, homosexuality, and rape. The campaign's communications director said in a statement that McCullers was let go after the campaign learned about the tweets. McCullers apologized for his tweets, calling them, quote, vile, inappropriate, and unacceptable, unquote. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.